Yes, sir.
Yes, sir, Steve.
What's good, y'all? You already know what time it is. It is Mo Sports TV. We back at it again. You already know what time it is. It is September 12th, end of week one, and we're previewing week two. We got a lot of shit to talk about. I'm with the gang, Matt Chi, and Big Ed. Yo. You already know what time it is. We got a lot to talk about. Listen, We got a lot to address. We got some call-ins. Week one recap.
It was
week
nice two to preview. Some of us. It was not so nice to the rest of us, right? If you had a good week one and your team got a dub, let us know in the comments. But all I'm saying,
put the dubs in the chat if your team won.
All I'm saying is real ones teams are 0-1 right now. If you're not 0-1, you don't know how to battle against adversity. Yo, that's all
wrong
I'm
with
saying.
The generation right now.
They that's all I'm saying.
Rewarded for being losers.
Relax. Nah,
and if y'all want to chat, I'll send y'all the link.
Drop a comment and say
I want to chat. Chat. If you want to talk and hop in live and talk to us live, say I want to chat, and I will personally send you the link.
We could talk.
That's crazy.
This is a sick Negro.
We got some Packers representing, some jet up real
chat,
quick.
Chat. Rep your team in the chat.
In the comments. Let us know. All right, let's kick things off because we have a very special guest waiting on deck. If you guys want to bring him in, our man, the one, the only, Double A.
Double A was good, yes, baby. What's up?
What up?
How you feeling, dog? How you feeling after week one, man?
I'm good, bro. Nah, we trash. I ain't gonna hold you.
Yeah.
My defensive coordinator is trash.
That was tough.
He didn't make no adjustments. Underneath route.
Yeah, as an Eagles fan, I mean, are you a little bit concerned in that step back defensively from last year?
Well, if you look at the first quarter, we was up 16-0. Like, the defense performed greatly. It's when Bill O'Brien, because he's now the OC for the Patriots, made his adjustment, made Mac Dink and Dak, you know, how he used to say Dak and Dink. That was Mac Attack yesterday. So they just could never adjust. I'm like, okay, maybe at halftime, there was no adjustment.
Do you think that's because of the rookie offensive and defensive coordinators?
Of course. And then you're going against the best in the game as far as defense. Our offensive coordinator's rookie going against one of the greatest of all times as far as Bill Belichick. And then Bryant, like I said, their OC used to be a head coach as well. Remember when Watson was doing his thing in Texas, that was his head coach.
Yep.
He knew how to call the offense. But, you know, it's adjustments. You know, it's a rookie. It's expected. I wasn't this crazy Eagles fan. Like, nah, we going back. It's going to be, you know what I mean? It's a new year, like you said. It's
the
a new
Pats
year.
At Gillette, bro. That, like, are the Patriots, no matter who's on the roster, like, yeah, the TB12 ceremony, the Patriots at home week one. Like, everybody knew this was not going to be just a cakewalk. Like, at the end of the day, the Patriots were relatively close to a playoff spot at the end of last year. Probably could have snuck in somewhere along the lines in the AFC in terms of a wild card spot. So they played a hard-nosed game. And, hey, man, I know we give him a lot of slander, but Mac Jones was tossing the rock, baby.
Look, all I got to say about the Eagles is, one, shit ain't sweet. And guess what? Just because my team got fucked up this week, it's not going to stop me from talking about how not good how unimpressive the Eagles were to me, bro. If it wasn't for those wonky-ass turnovers in the very beginning of the game, that was a free 16 points for y'all off rippies, all right? Jalen Hurts got fucking locked. Did he not? He got fucking locked. He only passed for 100-something yards, okay? Patriots defense looked really good. Mac Jones passes for 300 plus and three passing touchdowns.
Yeah, I don't know.
Mac Stinky Jones.
I never said, bro.
Yeah, I'm just saying, bro. I don't give a fuck if my team got smoked. I'm still gonna talk about your team.
This is it, right? Hey, here.
Of course, as you should.
Help them in there. That's really what the brunt of the job was for the Pats.
If you look at it last year when we played Detroit, it was the same way. We started off fast, got to a big lead, then the defense gave it up.
Yep.
And then what happened? They had to make a stop at the end. It's the same exact script. Then what we do? We play the Vikings the next week. But it's a new year. We got rookies, OCs, and DCs. I think people just forgot how big that is. Like, the Chiefs, their staff lost who? Just their OC.
Yeah.
But other than that, their staff is still intact. Their the Patriots, you know, their OC has been there before. He was there before he became a head coach, and then went down to college. So they had a continuity. We didn't play a lick in preseason with people on the right. You've got to play preseason. You have to play preseason. Like, get the kinks out.
So, Double R, let me ask you, what adjustments are we making heading into next week that if you were the coach, Coach Double R, what are we doing in the film?
If I'm the coach, if I'm Nick Sirianni, head coach, I'm taking over the offense a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Mm. When you see your OC is not adjusting correctly or using your weapons, Dallas Goedert had zero targets. That can happen. Yeah,
that's a fact. He did.
DeAndre Swift was a no-show. And that's not because they didn't play him.
Gainwell actually was the main
RB1
in the backfield. I mean, they have familiarity with Kenny Gainwell from last year. He's been holding it down for the Eagles this whole time. Mm-hmm. Rashad Penny, a healthy scratch, which is very interesting.
Had me scratching my head, honestly.
I did not see that coming.
I like Gainwell, though, and he knows the offense. I don't know. I think Gainwell is going to be the lead back, and if anybody has him in fantasy football, you probably saw his weekly projections go up a decent amount now that he's looking like a starting running back. I don't know.
It's going to be interesting.
I still think DeAndre Swift should be starting, to be honest. I don't.
It was a rainy game. It was weird. I'm going to give the Eagles a pass for this game. I'm going to give them a pass. I still think they're very good. I still think they're going to be a top-tier team in the league. But it's not going to be sweet for them. Double R, I appreciate you, gang. We got to get the next caller in.
Thank you, Double R. All right.
So the next caller, we got this boy, Crazy Gabe. What up, Gabe? What's happening, baby?
What's going on, Most Sports Family?
What's good? What's good, bro? How you feeling, big dog?
Oh, I'm doing great, man. I'm doing great. I just heard you talking about Kenny Gainwell. I picked him up in fantasy, and, you know, all the reports at a training camp where he was going to be the lead back. I don't know why they traded for Swift, if they weren't going to use him. But all through camp, they said he's not the lead guy. He's not the lead guy. But, Corey, what's up with your boy Danny fucking Dimes?
All right, I'll tell you what's up with Danny fucking Dimes, and I'll give you two answers. One, Evan Neal, and two, Mark Glowinski. Dog shit! Absolute fucking dog shit. They let 17 out of 22 dropbacks. He got hit. 17 out of 22 dropbacks. That's fucking crazy. He had no more than 2.5 seconds to throw the ball each time he stepped back.
What do you want the guy to do?
What can he do at that point?
Like, he has zero time. And all respect, the Cowboys' defensive line is one of the fastest that I've seen in the NFL, probably in the past two seasons.
I will give ultimate props to Dallas D-line.
They have a great defensive line, bro.
Crazy bag. I've never seen anything like it.
Y'all are just really terrible. We'll talk about your game later.
I love to hate on Dallas, but they do have a great defense. You know, the secondary is clearly going to be better with Gilmore. And, you know, I think Mike is going to win Defensive Player of the Year. I mean, that's my pick.
I said it last week, man.
It could definitely happen. It could absolutely happen. He looked better than Bosa, honestly, this week. Bosa's but, like, that's team. Not saying much because Bosa's Evan Neal and Mark Glowinski. Michael Parsons got double team all game, and he was still violating our offensive line
sucks.
Okay.
So how are we feeling about Evan Neal now? Because I thought he was a good pick last year, and he had a rough rookie year.
If he goes into week four, all right, so he's got the Cardinals, and then he's got two more weeks. If we're still talking about Evan Neal being a liability on the offensive line come week four, I'm officially very concerned about him being Ereck Flowers 2.0.
That's what I was thinking. It's what it's looking like.
And this comment right here, throw a quick slant, move him around the pocket. Like, do you think the Giants didn't attempt? You say they didn't, but did you watch the game? Is there any there's no room for adjustments when you snap the ball and they're on you instant? Like, Daniel Jones did not play a good game. He didn't play good. He didn't play well. But did he play hard? Did he lose the Giants the game 40-0? Absolutely the fuck not, bro.
We're talking about the Giants, huh? All right, we're just going to keep talking about the
– No.
I got donuts for him. Man, I got donuts for him. I need them to eat the donuts. I need them to eat one donut each. Y'all gonna score? Y'all like y'all are an NFL.
Them donuts is just as black as you, bitch. Fuck yeah, you.
Okay. I do appreciate you letting me call in. I do got a spin.
There you go.
All right.
All right, yo, I appreciate you, Gabe. I appreciate you.
Man. Go birds.
Fuck them birds, nigga. Yo, like that's I said, chat, if y'all want to hop in, we'll send you a link and you can hop in and talk your shit. We are not ducking no smoke. I don't want to see no missing cartons in my fucking Facebook group. I don't want to see where's Corey. We're so scared. He's committing suicide. Yeah. No, I'm here. If y'all want to talk to me, I'm here, right here, live, face to face. I want to talk to you for real. I'm with all the smoke. Don't ever think I'm ducking smoke because I'm always with the shits. All right. Now,
tell Corey to eat his donut. Put donuts in the chat.
That's crazy. Donuts
in the chat.
Should they have tagged Daniel Jones?
Yes.
Yes, bro. What else are you going to do? What other option did you have unless you tagged Daniel Jones? Like, they didn't. Like, sure, he signed for the next 2 years, but they're not committed to him any longer than any of these other quarterbacks in the league are. Like, what was the other option if you don't commit to Daniel Jones for at least this next year, 2 years? What are we doing? Looking through the draft again, and then we're back at square one? Like, come on.
He's just not
bro.
It. Can y'all admit he's not
we
it?
We tagged the wrong one.
Can y'all admit he's not it?
Absolutely not. I'm not admitting that. Why would I admit that?
I got another Birds fan in here.
We got another one.
I got another Birds fan in here. All
right, bring him in. Bring him in. Is this Ricky?
This is my boy, Mikey Tang.
Okay, Mikey.
Another Birds fan, like I said. I'm really nervous to hear what Mikey has to say just because I saw the snap of my other friend Flanders getting roasted just for simply existing as a Giants fan. So,
all right, bring him in. Mikey Tang, what
Mikey
up, baby?
Tang.
Mikey
Tang. Yo.
What's good with you, bro? How you feeling?
Man, I'm happy with the Birds. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to start it off with saying, I'm going to be honest. I think the Jets took over New York last night. I think y'all done. I do think y'all Giants is done.
That's an interesting statement after Aaron Rodgers is hurt. Zach Wilson and them can really take it there? Do you have that much confidence in Zach Wilson?
Man, I'm going to be honest. I don't. I'm going to be straight up. I don't. But I got more confidence in him than I do Danny Dimes right now.
That's
a wild bag. That's a while back.
What?
You can't base this off of one game because Zach Wilson is dog shit, bro. He was not
good. Daniel Jones then?
Daniel Jones
bro, did we not see last year what Daniel Jones was doing?
Man, I see.
That's what you're telling me?
Y'all talking about one game, too. He just said something about a 400-yard game. You're talking about one game.
God. So Zach doesn't even have that one game to his
He's
name.
He's never though. Had that one game. Ever.
He just beat the Bills.
Did you look at He Come just back. Beat the Bills.
Come back.
He just beat the Bills? Bills. Jordan Whitehead and his three interceptions, and Josh Allen
four turnovers didn't beat the Bills. The Jets defense beat the Bills. The Jets special teams beat the Bills. Zach Wilson didn't beat the Bills. Garrett Wilson, I would even say, beat the Bills.
It was a dime. Was it not a dime?
That was a fucking one-handed monster catch.
Yeah.
I wouldn't call that a
Jets are dog shit. I don't care. The Jets are dog shit.
Shout out to you, gang. I don't know.
Listen, Jets are a better team, maybe overall, right this second, maybe, but not like in the grand scheme of things. Listen, man, you got to get your rings up if you want to argue with the big boy.
What are you talking about?
We all got the same. Hurts, Jones, Wilson all got the same rings.
This is only a sick one league, got
an appearance. Only one got an appearance. I'm going to leave it at that right now. We looked a little sketchy. I can't even lie. I can't even say we came out and played great. But you know what I'm saying? Given time, I feel like I said, Jets took over New York. Oh, shit. And you know what I'm saying? We're going to be all right. We'll be all right.
Here's the thing. The Giants play the Jets this year. So we'll really see who wins New York in about.
That is true. 3 weeks?
No. A month and a half. We'll see. Five. About 6 weeks. We'll see. The Giants, Jets, and we'll really see who got New York. And
I'm telling you right now,
teams.
Jets have a better season than the Giants. Promise.
With no A-Rod still.
As long as Bruce play good, you know what I'm saying? He stay healthy, they'll be all right.
The relevancy bias is absolutely going nuts. It's going nuts.
They came in.
The Giants got fluked. We fucked up. We had a terrible game, okay, but like You can't wipe away the talent. We still
I'm gonna be honest. Absolutely, I'm gonna be honest. Good talent. I know there was no momentum in the game. What? But y'all was not making the noise Jets were making last night. Them fans went in there and bugged out.
Would you make noise if your if your team was down 26?
No. I'm not saying. What I'm talking about from kickoff. I know what you know. What I'm saying stuff was going down. It was a ceremony. And shit.
It was 9/11, bro. Like, come on.
But
it's a different.
I don't think y'all packing. I don't think y'all packing MetLife, or I should say Jet Life, like that for real. I don't think y'all packing Jet Life.
And that's the thing too. Our offense is getting this crazy amount of slander when it was the Cowboys defense making the plays more so than the Giants offense not making plays. Like. The Cowboys were capitalizing off of every little. The Giants had a horrible offensive game from a line standpoint, but putting the blame entirely on Jones, Barkley, Waller, Hodgins, like it's just acting like the Giants are not talented. It's nuts. Horrible.
It's just the right side of my mind, bro.
I'm just saying, like, I don't really feel like y'all got a wide receiver one. Y'all can say it's Hyatt, whatever, but man,
you don't. I wouldn't say that yet. Not a bona fide one. We're gonna see next week. You know, we played a booty ass Cardinals. If we lose to the Cardinals, we're fucking cooked. I don't know. Like, if we lose to the Cardinals on Sunday, we might as well pack this shit up and tank for Shador.
R, stop putting y'all in there. Nobody said that the Cowboys.
I said it. Okay. I don't give Corey a fuck. Said I said it.
This is crazy.
I said it.
Saying y'all is nuts.
I said it. But yeah,
I'm so scared to stand by your fellow Giant.
Because like, I didn't think the Cowboys would finish last. That's not my take. The Commanders were still last to me.
Y'all agree with Danny Dimes staying in there for that long, though? How y'all feel about that?
See, that was very interesting. I think Daboll was making a statement right there. Like, you got yourself in this fucking predicament, and y'all want to play like dog shit? Now y'all got to feel the ref. He knows Danny Dimes is a tough guy. He knew he was going to get his ass beat. He had to see. They have to evaluate some real film. They didn't play any preseason games. All right. They didn't have no real. What's the word I'm looking for?
Get right type of.
No, they didn't have some real film on these guys. You know, they didn't have a real, you know, evaluation. So they had to put everybody in there and see who they really truly were at that time. You know, and he definitely found out that right side of that offensive line is absolute dog shit. I'm not gonna sit up here and say Daniel Jones, it's his fault, because it wasn't. He had one bad play the whole game, and now it's that Stephon Gilmore fake ass interception. But
hit the ground.
Yeah, but he could have threw it away, and he fucked up.
He fucked up. Yeah.
So
he didn't have a good game. But it wasn't the entire reason that the Giants lost 40-0.
It wasn't even 20% his fault.
That is all.
It wasn't even 20% Daniel Jones.
Y'all really want Daniel Jones as your quarterback?
What else are we supposed to do?
I don't know.
Hey, I don't know either. I don't know either. That's why I'm sitting here coping.
We'll make adjustments. That's what we're going to do. Daboll's going to make some adjustments, and we're going to be back against the booty-ass Cardinals. Okay, we'll see.
This is get right.
Y'all home this week? Y'all home this week?
No, we're in Arizona.
Y'all might lose to the Cardinals, bro.
I don't know.
We'll see.
We will see.
And if we do, we're done.
They played a good game. But that's it.
I'm going to tell you that right now. It's either we're going to bounce back and we here, or you might as well wrap this shit up. Yeah, we got to fuck them up. I know.
Don't. I still ask.
So all right, you were game. All right, niggas is riding the Commander's dick. All right,
how
that shit was a booty. No, Matt likes Sam Howell.
I like what Sam Howell.
I didn't like that shit. That I didn't like that shit. That shit was ass. Sam Howell was ass, bro. He threw a fucking blatant fucking pick to whoever the fuck their linebacker is for a pick six. He didn't have a great game.
He didn't have a great game, but he. Didn't look horrible. Like he looked.
Well,
like
you need to have a good game against
what was our
arguably the worst team.
Stop calling people serviceable.
That's all you can be in the NFL until you find your guy. That is it.
Not everybody can be a game manager, bro.
Yeah, I think he has the potential. That's his best aspect, and like he could be.
How
like,
do you know that's
head.
His best aspect? What do you? He played one NFL mean? Game. What are you talking about?
Even in college, that's what he was good at. Like he's talented.
So he got drafted to be a game manager. That's what you're saying.
Basically, bro, like what he's not—he's not as talented as other quarterbacks. He uses his knowledge and intelligence. He didn't go high. No,
was he first round?
No,
that's what I mean. There was not many expectations of Sam Howell, and the fact that he's out there, you know, is impressive. But nonetheless, Mikey Tang, any last thoughts on the birds before you go?
13 wins, man. That's all I'm hoping for. 13 wins, first seed in the East.
That's not happening.
Bro, you just said
what?
That's not happening.
Have a good day, man.
You have a good one.
Man, I'll come back week 14, man. Week 14, right, I'm back. All
right, I'll see you then.
There we go.
Love. 9-10 wins. Have week 14. Yeah. Goodbye. See you.
Adios, Mike. Enjoy your night.
No, don't audio. Hang on that nigga, bro. Come on, bro. You're supposed to be a super producer. If I say goodbye, it's goodbye.
That's it. All right. All right, well, being nice to the Birds fans for today. We
fuck
got
them
no
Birds, man. I don't give a fuck. Fuck them niggas.
But, no, I think...
What's the capital of Italy?
Yeah, if you heard that in Xbox wow. Live Party.
What's the shape? What's the shape of Italy?
That's crazy.
Boot, motherfucker.
The Commanders almost lost to the Cards against Josh fucking Dobbs. They ain't even close to it. Sam Howell is ass.
All right. Let's get back to regularly scheduled program. We have one more call in. That's going to be a little bit later.
Someone just said, send that link. He's talking crazy about holes.
Doughboy. It's Doughboy. Send it to Nigel.
Oh, yeah, I got it.
Send the link to Nigel.
I'm on his ass.
Send that to him. But we're going to do a couple of... We're going to do a couple of recaps. All right, we already got Giants Cowboys out the way. That was a lot. We talked a lot about the Eagles Pats. So let's talk about the Chiefs and the Lions. Let's talk about the Jets and the Bills for a little bit. We only touched on that a little bit.
Colin Kaepernick, shut the fuck up. You had your chance to get in the fucking league. The Jets don't fucking want you, bro. It's over for you.
Not calling a team to see if they're interested. It's over.
Fuck your agent, bro. He don't fuck with you because you would have been on the team. You were supposed to be on the team like 3 years ago, but you wanted to bring a million fucking cameras. The NFL doesn't fuck with you no more. You're done. You're cooked. It's over for you, bro.
Bro, Jemele Hill posting that on...
That was nothing but a fucking, like, the reach... Like, you can't even see my face, but the reach.
Yeah, I don't know why.
It's crazy. Like, Colin Kaepernick. Stop, bro.
Bro, he
Jemele Hill. It's really Jemele Hill. I blame Jemele Hill. And this bitch is just being. Ooh, all right, I bugged out. This woman is being ridiculous, all right? It's nothing but divisional tactics. It's nothing but NFL bullshit media, all right? It has nothing to do with him actually being able to play ball or not being able to play ball at this point. It's about dividing the people. I don't give a fuck.
It has nothing to do about football at this point.
This is a
Tired of it. I'm fucking tired of it.
This literally is a diversion for Josh Allen's shitty ass fucking performance. You're a fucking bum too, bro. Your fourth quarter IQ is horrible. A pick, then a fucking fumble right after in the fourth quarter.
I had somebody.
Yo, Jalen Hurts, I'm sorry. You're back in the top five.
Josh
Allen the fuck up out of here. What you mean? Huh? He always does this in the fourth quarter, bro. Literally.
I'm saying Josh Allen. Put Trevor
Lawrence
in front
of Josh Allen, too.
For now, he's out of the top five, but I'm not putting Jalen Hurts in there.
He's top eight.
I'm putting T-Law in that bitch.
Okay, T-Law.
I'm playing Herbert. Jalen Hurts.
Trevor Lawrence over. Jalen Hurts?
Oh, absolutely.
No.
Oh, absolutely.
You lost me.
Oh, no, I didn't lose anything.
Yeah,
I didn't lose
can't
anything.
Down with that. I can't.
One of them just Jalen Hurts.
Yes, after week one, because he does this every fucking year. And he hasn't won an overtime game. Five times?
He's 0-5. They changed the rules terrible, for him.
Bro. I'm talking about T-Law right now.
We're talking about Josh.
Somebody said after week one.
I'm talking about T-Law.
No.
So, all right. But let's get back on Josh Allen. That was absolute dog shit performance by fucking Josh Allen. He made me look fucking stupid. Yeah. All right. I'm fucking disgusted at his performance. He literally, the first pick that he threw, literally had a wide open field to run.
Yeah.
And he throws it off on one foot, cross body, into fucking double coverage.
Yeah,
what the fuck are you doing, Josh Allen?
Who's this? Who's that?
Who we got in there? Jeff Tillman? Let's get Jeff Tillman in.
Yeah. All right.
Let's get Jeff Tillman in.
Bring him to the podium.
Jeff Tillman. What up?
What up, boys?
What's going on, man? Get to finally talk to you, brother.
Dude, I know, right? It's been so long.
Yeah.
I'm ready to talk about the Jordan Love era. That I did not believe in. I've been the biggest hater of Love ever since we drafted him. Pissed me off. But it seems like the Aaron Rodgers era is gone, and we're into the Love era. What do you guys think about his performance?
I loved it.
I literally loved it. You know what? What I really, really enjoyed about it most, aside even after the game, how much his teammates were bought into him and how much they really, really rock with him heavily. In comparison to A-Rod, didn't have that locker room like that. You know, being that he goes away in his off seasons, you know, he goes to his little dark retreat with the psychedelics and he doesn't talk to anybody. Jordan Love noticeably was working with this guys through these guys throughout the offseason. You see the chemistry with all of his receivers. I mean, him and Dubs were slashing it up, bro. And he was throwing seeds. His ball placement was really impressive.
And here's the craziest part about Love is that Christian Watson was out.
He was out.
And he's
no Watson. We had Reed. Out. You had Dubs. You had nobody would be a two or three receiver anywhere else in the league. The Packers are the Packers. We don't draft top receivers, but we mold them. And Dobbs is a stud. Reeds is going to be a stud. And when Watson's back, you're going to see one of the youngest offenses in the league really take off.
I like it.
Jones snapped too.
Aaron Jones absolutely went off. And I'm happy to see that from him. The only knock I'm going to give is that he played the dog shit Chicago Bears. Let me see it against a real squad. These motherfuckers were glazing the Bears all offseason. Everybody, including Mr. Matt Shee himself. Got a little piece of humble pie because a young Packers team came in and smacked that ass around. And it shows once again the Bears are going to be absolute dog shit. They're going to be dog shit again this year. Sorry, guys.
I think I said 6 or 7 wins. If I'm recalling our predictions for the Bears.
I heard a lot of Justin Fields MVP talk. I heard a lot of it.
No, get out of here with that. No.
I heard a lot. I didn't say you or you hear it.
Where did you hear that?
I heard a lot of it in the group. I heard a lot. It was the most bet MVP in FanDuel. Don't tell me that shit. It was the most bet for the MVP. Justin Fields MVP at +3,000. Yes, it was. So I heard a lot of it. All right.
He's the fourth best quarterback in that division. Come on.
You know, it happens. It happens.
Jeff, let me get your predictions. Where do the Packers finish, division-wise, come week 17?
I mean, I was hoping for Caleb Williams with the season I was expected out of him. I mean, before seeing Love in this first game and really watching professionalism, I had this at 3-14 or something around there. Now with this, I mean, 9-8. I think we pull off a 9-8, maybe 10-7 here.
Good guy.
Whoa, the Lions are here, man. I don't know about that.
The Lions.
But they can still compete with the Lions. I think the Packers can sneak in a wild card, being that the NFC is very wide open in terms of like the fall off after the Eagles and Niners.
I think they got to win the division to get a wild card spot.
The Lions.
No, that's not how it works.
I don't know.
Dan Campbell's got that Lions team looking good. They honestly, and we haven't talked about that yet, but man, talk about a team that came from nowhere. Dan Campbell, the best attitude of any coach you'll ever meet. He's just a badass to watch. The Lions are scaring me this year. I think they're going to take the division.
I think so too, but I think y'all could give them a good little fight. And I also think that y'all could possibly make a wild card appearance, possibly the way. But we got to see y'all play against a real formidable opponent and put these numbers up because Chicago sucks, bro. Let's keep it a buck here. You know,
they're
the worst team and they had the number one pick in the draft for a reason last year. So let's see what they do, man. Let's see what they do.
But nonetheless, Jeff, we appreciate you calling him.
I fought with you, big dog. We talk a lot of shit to each other, but you know I fought with you, and it's all love, gang.
It's all love. Thanks for calling in. Oh, literally all love.
Appreciate it, guys.
All love, Jordan love.
All faith in Jordan love. There you go.
See you guys.
Peace.
All right. So I think talking about the Lions at the end of that should lead us into this next little segment we got. Let's pick a side real quick, right?
Pick a side.
Let's do it. So this discussion came up over the weekend. It kind of stumped me a little bit. Pick a side here. Are you taking Jared Goff or Geno Smith as your franchise quarterback?
Plain and simple.
Now it's tough, man, because
it's not tough.
But the thing is, bro, I'm leaning Goff as well. I'm leaning Goff as well right now just because it's been only one good season out of Geno. But the thing is, Jared Goff, his entire career has had not only elite weapons, but elite offensive lines with the Rams and now with the Lions, two of the best offensive lines in the league both times. I don't know. Is he a product of the O-line?
Their O-line was good last year?
Yes. Penei Sewell showed up, and that was it, bro. Their line has been good for the past, like, 2-3 years. They are here. They are most definitely here.
So you're telling me we're faulting a dude because he had good O-lines this whole year?
I'm not faulting him, but I'm just saying I think I'm playing devil's advocate in a sense that
a lot of Goffs.
Everyone thinks Goff. Okay. I don't know. I was getting a feel. I was just playing both sides. Geno Smith is still solid, though.
Season last year.
Okay, and he slung rock.
Jared Goff's been to the fucking Super Bowl, bro.
what are you talking about, bro? I guess, sure, what are you saying, I guess, for
it's a fact.
I mean, I didn't have an opinion going into this. Like, I could have been swayed either way, so like
I like what you say there, Kerry. It's still too early to tell. I mean, from the past, obviously we gotta take golf, right? But Geno Smith
had a great season last year.
He had a great season, but last week
he had a better season than golf had in his career.
I don't know. I'm not sure statistically.
Maybe statistically, but...
Stop.
Because
I'm just going to Google it. When he was on the Rams and they made the Super Bowl, right, the knock was Jared Goff on that team. Like, people hated... The Rams fans hated Jared Goff.
No, it wasn't.
The media hated Jared Goff.
It was Todd Gurley because he fell the fuck off. And fucking...
I mean, that's part of it, too.
Jared Goff had to throw 50 times a game.
And it wasn't it.
Well, you can't run the ball. What else are you supposed to do?
Pass it, and you're supposed to put that motherfucker on your back and get it fucking popping. They trade for Matt Stafford, and then they win the fucking Super Bowl the next year. That's a statement about Jared Goff also. But Geno Smith played like shit last week.
He was bad.
Jared Goff.
He just lost to the Rams, lost to Matt Stafford and them.
Who are an awful football team right
now.
Well,
let's not say that.
No,
the Rams might be back, bro.
The Rams are back.
I don't think they might be. Back.
Seahawks are just trash. I don't know about that.
Seahawks
suck.
The Rams might be back. They might be back.
I think that.
And I've been saying, don't sleep on the fucking Rams this year. Because they're one year removed from a Super Bowl victory.
So when we smoke them next week.
And now they're healthy.
So when we smoke them next week, then what?
We'll see what y'all do against them. You know? I think y'all are the best team in the NFC. I'll give you all that. I'll give you your props. You played a great game. You beat the fucking shit out of a super overrated Pittsburgh Steelers team.
You were the one that was on the fucking bandwagon.
I was.
It's not sweet. It's not going to be sweet, Ed. It's not going to be sweet.
I couldn't believe when Corey told me they could sneak in a wild card spot or even potentially win that division.
Don't fucking say. Don't put words in my mouth about a divisional fucking win.
I don't know.
Fuck out of here. I said Ravens. Ravens. Yeah. Stop it.
No, but you said they could grab a wild card.
They could.
Even in that division.
They could have at the time. But now
they are bad. And Najee Harris is fucking horrid, bro.
He stinks.
He is Josh Cribbs 2.0 with Todd Gurley knees. It's bad.
He's bad.
What do you even do if you're Pittsburgh right now?
I don't know. I really don't know because they look like the Giants out there in week one. They could not handle the pass rush of the Niners. They couldn't handle the defense. Kenny Pickett looked like a high school quarterback. He looked like he was playing at Ocean Township still.
I saw something that he potentially got a concussion. Like, the third hit of the game, he should have been taken out and evaluated for a concussion, and they didn't.
Said that.
It was on Twitter. It was like Don Kleiman, who's an ESPN.
Dove, yeah. I think a suggestion for the Steelers is, one, get Najee Harris the fuck out of there and start Mr. Warren. All right. He's a rookie running back. He's very serviceable, like Matt likes to say. And let's see what he does.
I'm a big fan of serviceable guys. If you could get the job done for a fraction of the price that Najee is out here asking us, because Najee is one of those running backs that all of a sudden wants a big deal. Listen,
I saw a 12-yard run from Najee, and it was the slowest 12-yard run I ever seen in my fucking life. Like, it was wide open space by the time. Like, he should have had 30 plus yards on the carry, and it wound up being 11 yards because it was just that slow.
Yeah.
Them ACLs is cooked. And you know how NFL running backs are, man. Once you get that one injury, you're usually fucking cooked. A running back's life is tops 2 years most of the time. He's on year 4, year 3. Yeah. And he's big as hell, and he's not it.
Yeah.
He's not it. It's time for Jalen Warren. It's Jalen Warren season. That's what they got to start off with. Two, they got to protect Kenny Pickett.
Their defense is mid, too. Their defense is overrated.
Didn't we say, like we said at the beginning, we made a clip about it. Like, could the Steelers' defense be back? And we all said no, and maybe if it depends on the health of T.J. Watt. Nah, bro. It's all bad over there. It's all
he
bad.
Got it. I think he got it. I think
Ralph, Scabby, stop fucking talking about, oh, at least we scored a like the Giants. Motherfucker, we missed like three field goals, bro. We missed three fucking field goals, bro. You acting like we, it was
Does
a
point
it was a
differential
donut.
Matter in the NFL? I don't think so, right?
Like, come on, bro. We drove down the Cowboys' fucking throat. Pause. First drive. It just so happened to get blocked for a fucking touchdown. You know what I'm saying? There was times where we looked okay. You know what I'm saying? But like, don't bring up the fucking Giants. Like I said, just because my team got their ass whooped doesn't mean I'm not gonna talk about your team getting your ass whooped.
Whoever gets Brandon Ayuk's gonna be lucky. That's all I'm saying.
Now, do we think that this? Yeah, I was gonna say
we have the money to resign everybody. I don't know what we're gonna do with them, but.
TJ might win Defensive Player of the Year on a shitty Steelers up, team. Yeah, right. It's Micah Parsons right now.
Yeah, right.
After one Not weekend, it's Micah Parsons. But I don't know if you guys want to segue. We've been talking a lot about the games that have happened. We have a nice slate as well in week two if you guys want to head into there and discuss some matchups that are upcoming, because I got one that I'm really curious about, and it includes Ed's Niners going up against the Rams this coming week. What are your thoughts? Because you're saying the Rams could be, or no, Corey's saying the Rams could be good. Do you think this is going to be a test at all for you guys, or are we breezing through?
I think Niners win.
It's a divisional game, so
it's going to be hard nosed. Yeah,
we're still going to beat them by 10. I think our offense is just too crazy.
Yeah, it is. No, it's
our offense is crazy. Brock Purdy looking nice, so it's like
everything was looking amazing for y'all.
CMC is.
I
want to
see y'all
crazy.
Under adversity, though. I want to see y'all.
They're not gonna get some real
shit. It's hard to face adversity when you're just like marginally better than a lot of these teams.
Yeah,
like any adversity that has come, Brock Purdy, like the adversity was having to play Brock Purdy, and then all of a sudden he's incredible and. Like, there's nothing you could do about it. Then the adversity comes when he has an injury, and it's like, all right, he got Tommy John. He could be maybe somewhat not the same. That's a tough kind of elbow injury to succumb to. And then all of a sudden he comes out, and he has better ball placement in week one than he had last season when he was undefeated. Like, I don't understand it. Is Purdy better than Daniel Jones? Right now, Purdy
moment,
is absolutely better than Daniel Jones. Sure. There's no argument. There's no argument. When he's single-handedly winning you football games, I mean, obviously the roster is insanely talented, but Brock Purdy is a big reason to their success.
We didn't even use Debo like that. That's the crazy thing.
No, he only – I think
Or George Kittle. Yeah, like George Kittle had like three passes for like 19 yards.
Four targets. Yeah. Two for four for like 20 yards.
So it's an 8-point spread right now. Are we all taking the Niners for 8 points?
I would, because it's divisional game. Here's the thing. When we face adversity, it's going to be a Cowboys in the week five.
Yeah.
That's going to be a good game.
That's going to be our first game.
And play the Eagles as well. That would be a great game.
That's not till
Not till later. December. That's not till later. But look, like I said, the Rams, they could be back. And this is going to be that test for the Rams to see how good they really truly are.
Yeah.
Are they that team that is 1 year removed, or are they just had a good game last week against the Seahawks?
I just think it's
a divisional game.
Yeah.
Minus eight. We got to see where the money's looking at. Let's see what Vegas is talking about.
What's the money line?
It's probably minus 200 something, I would guess.
Minus 350.
The Niners are gonna win the game. Don't get it fucked up. But it could be under 10 points.
There are it could no, be under 10 points. Anytime touchdown bets as of yet. So don't go. That's one thing I want to say too. Like, if any of you guys are placing your bets before Friday or Saturday, like, you're crazy, bro. For Sunday, like. I mean, you see it with injuries, like literally seconds before the game. Like, we got to relax. Wait, line shop, especially because FanDuel is out here robbing pockets with bad lines.
Yeah.
And definitely, like, you know, look around a little bit for sure. Mm. Oh, they got a how about them Cowboys comment.
John fucking Pina.
Is it?
Brother.
The Dak showed you why he's the GOAT with zero passing touchdowns, right? That's the best part of that.
Like, Cowboys fans love Dak Prescott. I get it. He's cool, whatever. But
listen, man, they're going up against the Jets this week. This is going to be a fantastic test.
That's
going to
be a good test for their for their offense. Yeah, is that Jets defense. Let's see what Dak Prescott does against that Jets.
That's a real defense. Quinnen Williams this past week was a dog, bro. Quinnen Williams is disgusting.
I will say this: Zach Martin was fucking rocking and rolling. That offensive line was rocking and rolling. I'll give them that. But we'll see. We'll see what he does against the Jets, man.
Was that picture was Dak's girlfriend?
That was not Dak's girlfriend.
Come on, man. That was not Dak's girlfriend.
But she was elite milk. I'll give it that. That was whole milk right there.
I don't ever want to get slandered again.
You better go look at that OF. You better go check that out.
A-Rod fears the Cowboys. Maybe. Yeah. Aaron Rodgers got an Achilles rupture because he did not want to play Micah Parsons and Trevon Diggs. That's true. That's very true.
It's because MetLife Turf is fucking dog shit. They tried to fix it. It's just not there. They got to go back to grass. It should be a fucking requirement that NFL stadiums play on grass.
Dak and Zach, the 140-yard friends. That's great. That is great. But all right, let's continue with this Jets-Cowboys talk, because realistically, we don't even know who the Jets could be playing at quarterback. It could be Carson Wentz. It could be Zach Wilson.
Wentz is on the Jets?
No, but they're looking into him. It could be fucking Tom Brady. They're looking around, and they said they're not ruling out calling TB12 to see if he'd have any interest.
Well, Robert Saleh, you already said that.
Zach Wilson is their guy. He has to say that, though. He has to put confidence into Zach Wilson. They're going to gauge him. They're going to gauge him for the next 2-3 weeks. And if it's really bad, don't be surprised.
I don't
hate my man. I was just about to say Jameis Winston. Who the fuck cut me off?
I don't hate that by any means.
I like Jameis Winston to the Jets. If you get Phillip Rivers, if you get Joe Flacco, if you get TB12, if you get any of these old fucks, Carson Wentz, is going to be the same result. Injury. Okay? It's going to be fucking injury every time. You need somebody at least with some youth in them left that can throw the ball.
That can air it out.
That can throw the fucking ball. Jameis Winston is the only free agent I feel like can get the job done.
Eat a W.
That can eat dubs. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't know. Oprah Winfrey can be quarterback for the Jets, and they will still lose. And then somebody responds with, yet they beat the Bills. Facts. Yeah, man, the Jets had a great, like, listen,
the
I
script was
Jets.
Scripting.
It's
I can't lie.
The Jets in the group. Their defense is incredible, and that's what kept them in the game. And also Josh Allen defense. Having a little bit of
they definitely have a top five defense.
They definitely got a top five.
Definitely. So spread next week is Cowboys -9.5.
Wow.
Laying that all those points with the Cowboys at home in Jerryland.
9.5?
9.5. That's a
the
lot
public's going to be on the Jets crazy because of that.
9.5.
What's the over-under? I like the under in that game.
39.5.
Damn, that's low.
They know, God bro.
God damn.
They know.
God damn.
I'm taking the Jets spread, and I would take the over, I think. I don't know.
I don't know if Zach Wilson is going to get a point off on this Cowboys defense, bro. I can't lie, bro.
I don't know. If the Cowboys,
because the Jets offensive line isn't that great either.
I'm going to say 28-10 Cowboys this coming weekend.
I agree. I like that score.
I think the one touchdown comes from a Breece Hall running touchdown.
Correct. Breece Hall, like, here's the thing about the Jets. Breece Hall is back. There's so many great things about the Jets. It's just literally coming down to the quarterback at this
point.
Bro,
do you want to know how high on Breece Hall I have become? I legitimately think Breece Hall has the potential to be an overall better running back than Saquon Barkley, and I think it could be like a good margin between them. That's how good I think Breece Hall can be in the next coming.
Okay, now you're
bro. I'm a Giants fan.
Bro, you're bugging.
Breece Hall is insane, bro.
I think Breece Hall is him. Don't get me wrong, but besides McCaffrey, maybe Eckler, Derrick Henry, I can't see anybody on Saquon's level yet. You know what I'm saying? I gotta see Breece Hall play a full season.
CMC and also Eckler are way above Saquon Barkley.
What? Way above?
They're
bro?
A tier above.
CMC, yes.
Jesus Christ.
CMC's not?
They're a tier above, bro.
Christ, bro. Come on, bro.
They're a tier bro.
What?
You gotta see
bias, bro.
CMC is recency bias?
Recency bias.
CMC is recency.
CMC is better. I'm not saying he's not better.
A tier.
But to say way better is fucking crazy, bro. Shut up. Shut up.
He's had like 174 all-purpose yards. Yeah, it's
amazing.
About?
What an amazing team around him. Great, cool, awesome.
Yo, you're fucking delusional, bro.
All right, next game up, we got the Vikings and the Eagles. This is going to be a good one.
What's up?
You don't think so?
I what remember time is the it? What last Vikings-Eagles game.
I think
and
this
it was
is just
fucking
a classic 1 o'clock.
I hope so. Oh, good.
It's fucking over.
I hope so.
1 o'clock Kirk is when he's most dangerous. Oh,
yeah, 1 o'clock yeah, Kirk yeah, yeah. is dangerous. Prime time Kirk.
And
now, primetime Kirk.
Primetime Kirk is ass.
You don't ever want to do that.
Oh, my God. No, this is Thursday night. This is over.
Oh, yeah.
It's Jover.
Oh, yeah. 8:15. Oh,
and it's at the link. This is not my bad.
This is exactly what happened in week 2 last year.
It said Eagles, Vikings Eagles, on our Vikings. Notes, and I thought the Eagles were like going away to the Vikings. Because
this is what happened last year. Week 2, Eagles, Vikings. Literally. And they started off with Slay, 3 picks.
Yeah.
It's going to get nasty.
So the spread right now is the Eagles 6.5, and I think I'm taking the points.
Yeah. I'm taking that.
I think this is going to be an A.J. Brown 2-touchdown night. Where they This is a get-right game, realistically, for Jalen Hurts. After he had somewhat of a lackluster passing game last week,
right?
He's fine, I think, now against an absolutely barbecue chicken type of secondary. Game. Exactly. Minnesota's cooked, bro.
Barbecue
they lost
chicken.
The fucking
barbecue chicken. You lose to fucking Baker Mayfield?
Bad, bro.
Baker fucking Mayfield, and you throw a pick against this fucking Bucks defense in the red zone.
Yeah,
Kurt's cooked, bro.
And the craziest part is Justin Jefferson went the fuck off.
It don't even feel like it.
Yeah,
and it didn't matter, and they still fucking lost to one of the worst fucking built teams on paper in the NFL.
Alexander Mattison is looking great, and this will be a shootout, 40-30 Eagles. Okay, I don't think it's going to be that, I think the Vikings definitely.
It could be a shootout though. It really could be though.
The Vikings deserve a little bit of flowers because not only did they save a bunch of money from Dalvin Cook, and also Mattison looks great, but also Dalvin Cook looked bad last night. Like, Dalvin Cook looked like he might get cut by week 8. I can't lie.
He's not going to be cut.
I don't know, bro. Him, like,
he didn't look that good.
Reese and Michael Carter, like, they still played Michael Carter enough snaps to where I think that showed that they don't have full confidence in Dalvin to be the number 2 behind Reese.
Dalvin was to come in and Dalvin was really a just in case Breece Hall wasn't ready yet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Dalvin Cook had played for 4 weeks until Breece was 100%. You know Dalvin was going to get hurt within 4 weeks if he had a full workload with the Jets, right? Now, Breece Hall has shown that he is fucking him. He's back. It didn't matter. His knee doesn't matter. So Dalvin Cook is looking cooked. Dalvin cooked.
His brother looked better last night.
Yes, he did.
Marginally, too.
A lot better.
And Madison is not cooked. Stop it. He's better right now. I said it.
Not primetime Dalvin Cook. Absolutely.
Oh, what are we turning back the clock? Like, right now.
Madison, right now, for sure. Of course. Of course. You know these lifespans of these running backs. Dalvin Cook is like a 6-year guy now. Yeah. He's done. He's cooked. He's literally Dalvin cooked. He's done. So,
GG's.
GG's on that. But I do like the Eagles -6.5. I like whatever the over is. I don't care if it's 59 points, 60 points. Over under. Mm-hmm. I like the over.
Yeah.
I like it. I do think Justin Jefferson is going to have his way. I do think Jordan Addison is going to have his way as well. He looked really good last week. I just don't get how they only score 17 fucking points with all these yards. It doesn't make sense. They looked good and they still only came up with 17 yards, and that's a knock on the quarterback at the end of the day, not finishing drives.
Kirk Cobain.
Everybody else is getting all these stats. They're driving, turnover.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah.
Nah, I agree.
Let's move on to the next game.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, we're talking about shootouts. This next one is going to be war. We're talking about hitting an over. I can't imagine what this over-under is looking like. Jags-Chiefs this coming week. Man, I'm excited. It's in Jacksonville. This is a 3-point Chiefs spread. Chiefs -3, -158 for the Chiefs on the money line. What do you think of them on the road? Are they going down South Florida kind of
taking?
Yeah, they're coming in. Oh, adios, Simo. They're coming in for anyway. Next real quick. Right, I don't know. That defense for the Jags is kind of slept on. I can't lie. Like, they're not great. I was going to use the word serviceable, but they're not horrible.
They're not a bad defense. I think the Chiefs get it together with their wide receivers this week.
this is a huge difference maker. Obviously, you Kelsey's need your not number one.
He's gonna be four. He's out like 4 weeks.
Taking the under, back. Kelsey isn't playing. Yeah. Chris Jones is back. That's a good point. Double R. That makes a lot more sense as to why the spread is.
I don't think it's one guy that's gonna.
Well, he's. I mean, it's like,
he's elite. Don't get it fucked up.
And their defense when he's on the field is significantly better. So I don't know. Kelsey's status, we're not quite sure yet. I don't know, man. I'm gonna take the Chiefs. Damn.
I'm gonna take the Chiefs.
There's no way the Chiefs go 0-2.
Nah, I don't see it. But there's it's gonna no be a great way. Game. It's gonna be a shootout, probably to the last second.
Yeah, I'm taking the Chiefs.
What was that comment right there? I
can't see. Niners without Warren. I don't know. Who is Warren on the Niners? Am I not
Am I tripping?
Still elite? Who? Who are we talking about still being elite? Do you mean Warner?
Warner, you mean,
Fred Warner is obviously elite, one of the best linebackers in football. Alongside, even the small bright spot for the Bills last night was Matt Milano still being one of the best linebackers in football. And yeah, I think he meant Warner as well.
He's out.
Yeah, he's still elite. I don't think he's out. I haven't seen an injury.
I didn't see anything. Yeah, I didn't see anything out.
If Mahomes doesn't pass to Tony, the Chiefs will be good. I mean, the thing is, you have so many weapons, you don't need Kadarius Tony to even necessarily be a superstar. Oh, Bosa.
Oh my god.
No, Bosa's playing. Bosa signed and he's there.
Yeah, Bosa's still he played last week.
He played, yeah.
He's just getting back. Double team, triple team.
We're almost there. There we go.
I got the magic hands.
The magic hands. I don't know, man. There's so many options because you have I asked because of the Jones thing. Oh, okay. See, this makes sense. The Chiefs without Chris Jones similar to the Niners without Warner? Is that what you were asking?
Yeah.
I mean,
if that's what you mean, yeah. Then yeah.
The Niners defense is still solid without Fred Warner. Not that he isn't the backbone, but they can still be okay. The Chiefs defense seems to be very close to not good on, you know, without
defensively
without Chris Jones.
So yeah, so what's the predictions on the game? We got Uncle Mike on the line. Yep. Ready to go.
Chiefs minus three. That's what
Chiefs minus three. Look, the Jags are going to give these guys a game. I don't give a fuck. Just like the Lions gave these guys a game, I think the Jags are on the same type of time. I do think the Chiefs are going to look a lot better this week, and I do think they win, but shit ain't sweet.
No way they go 0-2. That's it.
Yeah.
All right, bringing them in. The man, the myth, the legend. Here he is.
Uncle Mike.
What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
What'd you say?
What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
How you feeling, Uncle Mike?
Baby? Listen, Uncle Mike, I gotta say, I seen you trolling in the group a little bit. You were coming at us a little. Listen, Giants stink, man. Let us live a little bit, all right?
Bro, I didn't say nothing about the Giants.
No, I ain't, man. I don't know.
I get other folks. That's my nephew. I can't break his heart. I love him.
So you're repping the Niners coming in. How are we feeling about this squad so far? Brock Purdy looking like the man? What's the vibes like?
The thing about Brock Purdy is, he doesn't have to be what quote unquote elite. He just has to be good within that system.
I agree.
Look at what he did last week. He only threw for 230 yards. He 19 to 29. Nothing too. He didn't go crazy. He didn't try to force things. He's a point guard. That's all we need him to be. I don't care about elite status and all that. Just win games, score points. That's it.
It's like what Jimmy did.
He's Jimmy with athletic ability.
Yep. I agree with that. I think Jimmy with the Raiders look absolute dog shit, by the way.
Yeah.
Even though they won, it's not a big deal beating the fucking Broncos.
For years and years, the Niners won with Jimmy, but we won in spite of Jimmy.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. We got Brock. We were scoring 22 points a game when we had Jimmy. We got Brock, went up to 33.5. So you tell me. You tell me. He can get out of the way. He doesn't force the ball. That's what I'm saying. He can buy himself time. He's okay. Just as long as he stays within the system and don't try to do too much. That's it. Get the ball. Look, Ayuk went off last week. McCaffrey went off last week. Debo and Kittle were basically silent when we put up 30 points.
That's it. All it takes for that 49ers team is just guys doing their job.
Do your old Belichick thing. Do your job.
Yep. Don't try and do anybody else's, because everybody gets theirs when they focus on just getting their own. Like, literally, it's Debo doesn't have to go crazy. And we saw last season, Debo was the one that was eating during that winning streak. All of a sudden, now it's Ayuk, who people thought was going to be the guy last season. No, it's Debo. The year before, oh, it's Kittle. Now, guess what? Everyone's sharing the love. It's
You're just the opposite. Ayuk was the guy last year. Debo fell off. The year before is when Debo went nuts.
Yes, when Debo got paid. Yes, right.
That's when Debo went nuts. Last year he was just there.
Okay.
Ayuk took a step last year.
He looks really good. I had my doubts like 2 years ago about him. He wasn't getting the looks that he deserved, I felt like.
Because he was having a hard time getting concepts. He's having a hard time getting concepts. So I called up Kyle. And we talked about it, so I fixed it. You know what I'm saying? Uncle Mike had to make that call.
Yeah, got to do what you got to do.
I made to see what the thing with Ayuk. He has long arms. No one notices that. He has longer arms than most people.
Yep.
And he's learning not to give away his catches. Mm-hmm. Keep your arms in until it's time. And he's making plays.
He's doing the fundamentals.
Yes, sir.
American Dream Movers.
Yes, sir.
Keep going, Uncle Mike.
And once we do that, and right now we need a right tackle. We need a right tackle because that guy is horse shit over there.
So what do you think about the Rams this coming up week? Do you think the Rams are back with Matt Stafford healthy?
No, they're not back. They found a little lightning last week with a couple unknowns. So if we play our game, treat them like we do Cup and the other boys. Just play your game. Right. Don't take nothing light. They may not be big names, but they've proven that they're not afraid to make a catch or two. So just play your game.
Pacua, the rookie, he looks really good out there.
Yeah, because it's unknown. People don't – you've never seen him.
Film on him. Right, he's a rookie.
He's a rookie. Well, and Pete Carroll, I don't know what Pete Carroll was thinking. You know, now all of a sudden Pete Carroll, he's got Geno who had 30 touchdowns last year, but now all of a sudden you're trying to turn him into Tom Brady. Want to throw. Run the ball. Make life simple on your team. Run the ball.
There you go.
I like it.
Run the ball. And you got Metcalf crying for the ball and all that crap. The hell with that. You're trying to win games, not soothe egos.
Yeah.
Win.
Exactly.
DK's a fucking loser, by the way.
He is. He's a crybaby.
Yeah, he's a loser.
He's a diva for sure.
Yeah, that was.
Has fucking hoop earrings, fucking blue hair, and he's on steroids.
He's country as fuck. What do you think, bro? He probably just took his gold teeth out. What do you stop?
That's hysterical.
You got anything else to say?
I can talk all day about my Niners, baby. But you Giants, bro, listen.
All right. Let's talk about the Giants. Go ahead.
The Corey, you know I love you. You know I know my football.
You do. Yep.
Daniel Jones, I can't go off that one game, but he looked shook the other night, bro.
I mean, do you blame him?
So I've seen great quarterbacks get their ass kicked, still make plays. He was falling before guys were touching him, bro.
Listen, bro, he had unk. He had literally no time to throw the ball.
Bro, I've been watching football. I'm 60 years old, nephew. I've been following football forever. That motherfucker was scared to death. He wanted no parts of that. They was calling plays. He was like, nah, run that shit. I don't want that. He want no parts of that.
Been running the ball, though. The first drive, we were running down their throats.
But listen, that's a recipe for disaster. Him dropping back. He's doing the old two-hand touch thing. You play two-hand touch, height. Somebody come at you, you dip him and take off. He's going to get killed.
Yeah.
He's going to get killed.
One kill, too, yesterday.
That pick six, he almost got Saquon killed.
That was scary.
You know what's going to happen. Saquon, if next week, if the same bullshit happens, Saquon going to fake injury and sit down.
Right?
He's going to be like, yo, I got a hangnail. I ain't going to be able to do it.
Yeah, he should have just sat out.
Nah, we're going to see. We're going to see against the Cardinals, man. We're going to see.
Bro, the Cardinals played Washington tough the other day.
They did. But
they played them tough the other day because it's the unknown. Washington, you think of Kyler Murray, even though you knew he wasn't playing, they didn't have a lot on this other guy who played for him. That's why they were able to compete.
It was a stinky game in general, though.
It was, but you know, it's just Highlands versus Point Beach. It was one of those games.
It was a stinky game, a grind stinker for sure.
But the Cowboys overall whooped that ass, and there's nothing we could do at this point.
I have no excuses.
You know what, bro? Sometimes you just got to take your lumps. Sometimes, but still, you got to put up a better fight than that, nephew.
Yeah, that was rough. Like that was embarrassing.
Yeah, come on, you got to put up a better fight than that. That's come on. And Dak Prescott did. They did nothing offensively.
I agree.
I'm not sold on CeeDee Lamb. He's more show than production in my eyes.
CeeDee will have that one catch that you're like, wow, this guy's spectacular. And then the rest of the half, yeah.
And by the way,
then he goes to sleep.
Bullshit, too, is the illegal fucking pick. That's how he got so wide open.
Yeah, and yes, he does. All CeeDee does is make a catch, get up and do that little shit under his chin. And then, come on, stop. The fuck out of here. You know, I wish it was old school football where the safeties can come up and knock these motherfuckers' heads off. You know, because we're playing rough touch now. It's not even football anymore.
Right. You're right. It is. It isn't, you know.
I love football. I understand the safety issues. I get all of that. But half the guys breaking all these records now would not have existed 25, 30 years ago because they would have got aired out. Aired out.
All right, I think I agree as well. I can agree with that. I can attest to that.
Yeah, man, it's football. You know, there's a lot of stuff you sign up for, just like boxers, all that shit. You know, it's football, bro. There's going to be some repercussions later on. Yep. But they've taken a sport. It's such an entertainment. They want to put asses in the seats. I get it. It's money and all that. I get it. But still, man, you make the game. It's not football. You know, that's how you guys back in when I was coming up, they made their reputation going over the middle, getting hit. T.O., Jerry Rice, Michael Irvin, all them dudes, they went across the middle, got hit, lit up by Ronnie Lott, Atwater, and those jokers. And they earned respect. These guys now, these little Welker, Edelman, all those dudes, they wouldn't have played back in the day because they would have got aired out the first time they caught a pass. They would have got hit the second time. They would have waited for him with bibs on, and that would have been it.
Mm-hmm. Nah, you're absolutely right. We don't see those types of rocks anymore.
And you can't.
Quarterback, you know, it's an instant roughing the passer type of deal. So.
And I've seen quarterbacks throw the ball up looking for the flag. We'll just throw it up and get the flag. What the fuck? That's not football. There's
a lot of going on, too. Like, Brandon Cooks, for example, he fucking flopped the fuck out of that second drive where they threw that bomb and they got a pass interference.
Yep. That's in people's playbook. Throw it up, stop, let them run over your back and get the penalty. That's not football.
Corny. That shit is corny as hell.
It's not football, man.
I agree.
It's not football.
All right, Mike. Hey, man.
It's been real, man. I enjoy you guys. I love what you're doing. I'm proud of you and the fellas, Corey. Keep it up, nigga. You know I love you to death, man. And hey, yo, you fellas, all of you guys are making my nephew look good, and you all looking great. I'm so happy and proud of you guys. Bring me in live one time. Bring me in the studio. Let me talk with you one time when we get a chance.
You are more than welcome, Uncle Mike. You know it's all love over here. I love you, man.
No, not a question. Fellas, let me tell y'all something. That boy comes from good stock. His father was a fucking beast.
That's a fact.
His father was one of the best running backs in the state of New Jersey when I was coming up. David Mosley. Believe that. I grew up with him. He's a brother to me. Motherfucker was bad. 5'10", 190, 4'3". He was the shit, dog. Believe me. He never touched weights. He shoveled. Him and his cousin Ricky, they shoveled. His father owned a septic business. Cock Diesel, big Georgia boy. One of them niggas. Yeah. His father was the truth, dog.
Facts.
His father was the truth. Believe me, he comes from good stock, man. He's a good dude. I love him. I grew up with his mom and his dad. I went to school with his mom. I've known her since I'm 12 years old. Good, good people. I'm so proud of you, Corey.
Thank you. Keep it up. I love you, man.
I love all you fellas. Keep doing your thing, man. And Corey, I need an XL shirt and hat.
Hell yeah, we got you.
I appreciate you, Gabe. Just send me the color, Uncle Mike. I'll send it through. All right?
Just make it happen. I can't be choosy. I ain't paying you, nigga. Just give me something.
Just let me know the color, bro. I got you.
I love y'all. Be good. Good luck. Nice. Keep it going, fellas.
Uncle, I love you, dog. Peace.
Oh, that was hysterical.
You see where, you know, family is family. We know football. We talk a lot of shit. and we're funny as fuck.
That was hysterical.
It runs in the family. Hey, man, you know how that goes. All right, let's go on to a new segment. Well, yep. Not a new segment. It is a kind of a new segment because it's our first time doing it live, but yep. We've done it on Instagram. It's called the Most Valuable Player. So we're going to tell you guys our top player of the week from the previous week, why. And, yeah, we're going to clip it up and put it on Instagram.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
All right. You want to go first?
Yeah, I'll start up. I'll start it off, but I need you to recover the stats for me because I've been so busy and I forgot to get the stats.
Yeah.
But Tyreek fucking Hill. Oh, my fucking God. That is my most valuable MVP. He had over 250.
215 with two tutties.
215 with two tutties. Did he have any rushing yards? No. Nah. Yeah, but, man, he literally put that team on his back. And absolutely dominated the Chargers. I felt bad. I felt bad for that secondary. I felt bad for Jasir. I felt bad for everybody on that Chargers secondary because there's just sometimes there's nothing you can do.
Yeah.
And Tyreek Hill is one of those players that there is absolutely fucking nothing you can do. And my hot take is he is the best wide receiver in the NFL right now. Nobody's better than Tyreek Hill at the wide receiver position.
Not Justin Jefferson?
Not Justin Jefferson.
Not Ja'Marr Chase?
Not Ja'Marr Chase.
Not Stephon Diggs?
No. Tyreek Hill.
Oh, man.
Tyreek Hill.
It's hard to argue with that right now. It's definitely hard to argue with that.
And it's not like Tyreek Hill has an off week sometimes. It's not like Tyreek Hill doesn't show up sometimes. He comes every fucking week. Pause. He comes every fucking week to play. Yeah. Okay. He gets at least a buck, I feel like, every game. He has one breakout touchdown every game. There's always an impact play every single game when it comes to Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
And niggas need to start giving him his fucking flowers for real as the best wide receiver in the league.
Or as the most valuable player.
The most.
There you go.
Valuable player.
All right, Ed. Who's your MVP?
I'm going to go with Brandon Ayuk. 8 receptions, 129 yards.
And 2 tutties, right?
Two tutties. Sheesh. Coming to one of the best route runners in the league, too. That's my hot take.
Where do we have Brandon Ayuk as is he top my receiver?
15.
Yeah, top 15.
Yeah. Is he top 10, though?
Nah.
Nah.
He'll crack top 10 by the end of the year. He had a 1,000-yard season last year.
He just needs to be more consistent, right?
Yeah.
Because there's games where he disappears.
But like we just said,
you can't really say
everyone eats.
You can't really say he disappears because
it's not on him. It's on the
exactly though. Yeah. It's not his fault that he disappears. Yeah. I'm not saying that he's an inconsistent. It's not like football player.
It's not like CeeDee Lamb. Like you're the star.
He actually disappears. Yeah.
Like he actually disappears.
Brandon Ayuk will be shadowed maybe behind like a Debo or behind a CMC or Kittle on occasion when they get there. So I understand. I'm not going to necessarily fault him as much as CD for that.
But yeah, he'll be a top 10. Mm. He'll crack top 10.
Okay.
I like it. Who's all yours, Matt?
I am going to go with Jordan Whitehead of the Jets last night. He had 3 interceptions. Now, I am not just going off of his performance on the field, but I also think he is the most valuable because he won himself a nice check. He had he had a nice little signing bonus in his deal. If he got 3 interceptions this season, he would get $250,000.
The first game?
And
first
he had game. 3 picks the first game.
Cash out.
Cashing out.
I
that's
what's after that. There has to be more incentives after that.
I don't know. Maybe
it has, mean, that might, maybe
has
like,
to
yeah.
be. There's no way they didn't think he was going to get. Damn.
I don't know.
There's always price, a lot of incentives.
Just went up, though.
The price went up. That's
and what's really impressive about Whitehead, it wasn't like it was like fluke interceptions. The first one was a fluke a little bit, but like
the other two,
he literally read that shit, hit the motherfucking angle.
Good reads on him.
High point, got that ball, got down with it. That is a perfect textbook defensive back play, those last two picks that he did. Very impressive. I'm very impressed by Mr. Whitehead. I can't lie.
Exactly. Yesterday's price is not today's price. That's exactly what Whitehead's saying walking in that practice facility today, for sure. But yeah, Josh Allen had some bad reads, but he had some great reads. So therefore, it's pretty cool to see that not only do they have Sauce Gardner, but they have obviously Whitehead. They got DJ Reed, who played a good ass game last night.
Their secondary is loaded.
It's nasty, bro. The Jets are.
But can we talk about real quick? Sauce Gardner got cooked by Diggs, bro. A
couple times.
Every time. Every target.
Was it?
Every single target he got caught on. He got caught on every target. I think there might have been one target, and that was the push off.
I was going to say push off. To be fair,
offensive pass interference was the only time Sauce Gardner didn't get caught on. But Diggs put that motherfucker to work, bro. He worked his ass.
Yeah.
And, you know.
But that, like, the offensive pass interference on Diggs, like, I know they do it a lot, but that one last night was kind of nasty. I can't lie. Like,
it was blatant. It was a pass interference. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah. Double R just said that was not PI? Bro, he extended the arm and everything, bro. That was offensive pass interference for sure.
You could call that a lot on a lot of hitch plays, a lot of comeback routes with wide receivers. They're going to fucking give you the elbow. They're going to give you the chicken wing, you know. But, you know, it's basically to the ref's discretion at that point. And obviously the refs want to see an OT. Mm-hmm. The refs want to see – they don't want to see Josh Allen go down and score a touchdown right there. They want to see a field goal. So obviously they were going to call that. So
yeah,
they could have not called it though. You're right about that, Delwar.
No, they definitely could have not called it. That we see a lot of those not get called. So, all right. Last thing in the NFL, Kadarius Toney trolling Giants fans on Instagram. I guess he deactivated his Twitter, but he still is on Instagram. Very soft move, in my opinion.
He's a very weird man. I'm not gonna lie.
You know, like.
How old is he? He's like 20, right?
He's young. 23, 24.
Yeah, he's like slow.
Literally my age.
Like, kind of special.
He's, well, I think they said he has like slight bipolar and like maybe a little bit of schizophrenia too, which I wouldn't be shocked.
Schizophrenia?
By.
Hey, bro, that's OD.
I saw a report. I don't know. I don't know if it's entirely true, but some sources.
Who did it come from? That one guy?
I might have got sacked.
You might have got sacked on that report, bro. I don't know.
I wouldn't be surprised to see he's hearing voices. That's all I'm saying. He is insane, that guy.
I used to be a big, big Kadarius Toney fan when he first came to the Giants. He reminded me like of a wide receiver version of Kodak Black. You know what I'm saying? He's a South Florida jit. You know what I'm saying? He didn't give a fuck what anybody had to say. He brought a different type of culture to the Giants.
Yep.
Real hood shit. I loved it at first. But then he started fucking not playing, doing goofy shit, doing the fucking most, putting out rap albums. Like, nobody gives a fuck about your music. And
he thought he could capitalize off the New York market by dropping a mixtape and nobody listened, bro.
Yeah. And then he forces the trade. I still didn't hate Kadarius Toney after that. I still didn't hate him. I was like, damn, it sucks to see him go. He had a great Super Bowl performance, actually. I'm like, cool, great revenge. But then he started talking mad shit on the Giants fans. And, like, it seemed like it was for no reason.
Nah, they was trolling him, too.
They were, oh, absolutely. But they he was trolled, trolling him. Like, he trolled the Giants first in terms of, like, going into this season. Like, he was already trolling.
Yeah, because he won a fucking ring the year before. What'd you expect?
Talking mad shit.
But, like, you're that butthurt still? I don't know.
Then you go into week one and you literally lose the game for the Chiefs. Literally, your fault. It is literally 90% your fault why the Chiefs lost. That pick six was fucking nasty as fuck. You deactivate your account, and then the next 3 days later, you go on Instagram and you start posting on your story the scoreboard of the Giants game. That's an eye for an eye. It's just corny, bro. Like, you're a cornball, bro. Shut the fuck up and play football, bro.
Well, he can't.
Shut the fuck up.
Dropping everything that he
shut the fuck up and play. I know that sounds crazy for me to say. That's like shut up and dribble. But I don't give a fuck. No, it's not. Shut up and fucking play ball, bro.
Because it's not put like some Kadarius buckets Toney up.
Get 1,000 yards and then talk shit.
It's not like he's out here trying to be. Like it's just totally different. It's entirely
weird, bro. He's also weirdo shit, and
I'm over it.
You know, the Kansas City Chiefs are gonna really be over if he continues this. Yeah. That's for fucking sure.
No doubt.
Let's move on to the next topic. Kevin Porter Jr. arrested.
I don't even know what to say about this.
He's a fucking weirdo.
You're fucking weird, dude.
He punched her in the face while she was asleep. He punched her.
He choked her. He.
Broke her bone.
Broke her eye orbital bone.
A vertebrae in her neck.
And a vertebrae in her neck. You gotta get out of the league.
Put that in jail.
You're out. Put you in the fucking jail. Get out of there. Rockets, cut this motherfucker.
Take
now,
that loss, pay him 60 million.
Take the fucking loss. Fuck, you're a fucking corny ass bitch. And by the way, his sister, the girl's, the victim's sister, by the way, the victim is an absolute beauty, a goddess, WNBA star. She's beautiful. But her sister posted on her story some real, real gangster shit talking about, you better not come this way or we gonna do it to you. Mind you, this is Dwayne Haskins' ex-wife that used to beat on Dwayne Haskins.
Oh, well, that,
I don't know.
You should have never added that.
I don't know what
these are facts. Now, these
I'm
are facts.
But now, on this, the
KPJ might get it done on him.
Yeah.
That family's nuts.
It is very unfortunate.
That's all I'm saying. All right. That's what I'm trying to say. My, the family's nuts of the victim.
Yeah.
So KBJ's got to watch his back.
My statement on the situation is that it's unfortunate because Kevin Porter Jr. going into the league was an extremely talented scorer of the basketball. He was not necessarily the best on the defensive side, and he had off-the-court issues. But the hope was that some team, the Cavs thought they had something. They didn't. The Rockets then thought they had something. Obviously, now he just can't stay out of trouble off the court. So
he's done.
Something of this nature.
And it's not like his Miles Bridges situation. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is way worse than what Miles Bridges did, in my opinion.
Way worse.
This is way fucking worse, man. He broke bones.
What does this mean for the Rockets going forward? Amen Thompson got gifted a
nothing much.
They have 50 million.
Should be
guards.
An easy cut for them.
It doesn't matter. They have 50 million guards.
They got, exactly. They got 20,000 fucking guards.
Amen is now the starter.
Jalen Green, fucking Dylan Brooks, fucking.
Fred VanVleet's probably going to be starter.
No, but taking KPJ's spot, it's going to be Fred, Jalen, I would say, Thompson, Brooks.
So he's going to come off the bench.
KPJ's not going to play. He's done. He's getting cut. Yeah, he's getting fucking cut. Yeah. And I don't see another team bringing him back unless Ni Hao. Nah. They'll always forgive you in China. Yeah. I'm telling you, he has a career in China if he decides to do that. Ni Hao.
Oof, oof, oof. But all right. Anything else we want to
touch on? Yeah, let's talk about the USA team and how bad they fucking suck dick. I'm disgusted. I'm disgusted. 39 points.
Yeah, 40 ball.
Put a 40 ball up on the fucking Team USA. I'm disgusted. Honestly.
Yeah,
RJ Barrett did it to them too.
Yeah, and RJ
Barrett put 24 up on USA.
Yeah, he did. And he hit a dagger too.
And the dagger on top of that. Dennis Schroeder and them did it to him. This is embarrassing.
It was bad.
And I'm tired of it.
Dennis Schroeder being the MVP is disgusting.
It's a nasty bag.
It's disgusting. Getting taken to town by Daniel Theis is nuts.
Franz Wagner? Come on, dog.
Nah, Tyrese Halliburton literally getting sent to the Earth's core off of a Franz Wagner pump fake.
Disgusting.
That was gross.
Disgusting
bro.
Bag.
That was gross. And that's what happens when we send the C team. Yeah. So with that being said, the boys are, the Avengers are assembling for next summer.
Too much shit's been talking.
It's about to get scary.
It's about to be the one last hoorah for these old fuckers. LeBron James, CP3, Steph Curry, Dame, Kyrie, Durant. They're all going to get together for the Olympics. Niggas in Paris. It's going to be lit.
Fuck yeah, it. Get Melo. Bring Melo back for a spot up shooter, bro. I don't care.
It's going to be one last fucking hoorah. Like Ed said before the pot, before we went live, it's gonna be a nice 30 for 30.
It is.
It's gonna be great.
You know they're already filming.
It's gonna be the one last hoorah, and they're all gonna fucking retire after.
Yeah.
Watch. I see. It.
That's the last hoorah. That'll be the last. We
have
see
all old guys. Yeah. All those old guys are still the best players in the world.
You also know who we can't have is Jaren Jackson fucking Jr.
Or Brandon Ingram,
any of these fucking goofballs. Maybe bring back Miles Bridges. Maybe Mikal Bridges, and maybe Jalen Brunson off the bench or some shit. But other than that,
and Ant, obviously,
Cooper Flagg would be a great young boy to bring onto the team as well.
He'll probably be the one.
I think they're gonna bring AD as well. So that should be cool. That should be cool to watch.
That'll be exciting.
When it's time,
yeah,
it's gonna be one last hoorah for them.
We'll have something to talk about during the off season. Let's go. We're already thinking ahead of content
love it.
For next summer.
Olympics next summer. Love it.
There you go.
Love to see it.
There you go.
And we'll finish it off with a little bit of Adesanya getting his fucking ass whooped by Sean Strickland. Sean Strickland was talking cash shit after the fight too. By the way,
y'all listen, man.
Is Izzy done?
Cooked,
is he cooked?
I don't ever want to hear anything with Izzy and Andrew Silva ever again. That is disgusting. You lost to Sean Strickland.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like,
he got his ass.
He got his ass, bro.
He got walked down for five rounds.
Legitimately.
Literally
like,
walked down for five
rounds. I'm happy
rounds.
I didn't watch it.
So a guy that was using the Philly shell.
That's nasty. Yeah. That's fucking nasty. You lose it to a Philly shell in the UFC. That's bad.
That walked down, bro.
It was, yeah, it was that bad.
And the UFC is nasty.
It
was terrible, man. Yeah. I don't know who that is, but it was probably like one of the worst championship fights I ever seen.
I thought he was supposed to turn Super Saiyan and go nuts.
Yeah, you anime watching fucking weirdo.
Yeah, that's what's supposed to happen.
One Piece face ass.
Word.
Yeah, fucking weirdo, man.
Shout out to Philly.
But I still fuck with Adesanya as a person. He's a valid ass dude. He has a lot of real shit to say. But
he's a cool dude.
Nah.
As far as fighting goes.
Oh my god! Wait a minute. Last thing that I want to talk about before we get out of here. We got to give a quick shout out to a man who didn't get dominated, but dominated as well. Shout out King Bao, because he whooped
King Bao.
Beat
the fuck out of him.
Bro.
Like the first minute or something?
Yo, I went to the bathroom real quick. I came out and he's talking shit.
Yeah.
Post fight.
Not only did he talk his shit, but he had three t-shirts on with different agendas, bro. Three t-shirts. That was wild. He is hysterical, and he's literally the same type of guy in that ring that you saw on this podcast last week. Hysterical,
he was talking
bro.
That shit. He beat the fuck. You know, it was bare knuckles. This guy was. You should have saw his
he
face.
He was leaking. Round one, leaking. And it didn't even look like King Bao was sweating. Like, it was that bad. This guy was leaking out his nose and just stumbling, and King Bao was going at him.
Bro. It was light work for my boy, King Bao. Shout out to King Bao for coming through on the interview. Shout out to My Movies. Shout out to everybody who tuned in to My Movies, by the way, these past 2 weeks. We're going to have the owner of My Movies, Corey Tusek, on next week. He's an aspiring sports podcaster. He started his own sports podcast, and they are amazing at what they do. So we're going to have him on next week as well. And
did we talk baseball while I was away?
I mean, we could talk about the Mets getting...
There ain't much to talk about. I can't lie to you.
They got their new president.
David Stearns.
David Stearns. He was the president for the Brewers.
Oh, I thought he was dead.
Yeah.
No.
It's Stearns. A good move for them.
Oh, Stearns.
Stearns with an S.
Yeah,
with
David
an S.
Stearns.
Not David Stearns. But if he has, you know, the same success that he had in Milwaukee with a very small budget and a very low market, let's see what he can do with a lot of money.
With some bread.
You know, let's see what.
You know. But. Nah, this has been an awesome episode.
I love
shout
this
out to
episode.
Everybody
this was
that
great,
came
man.
In. Double
we got to run this back next week. Anybody that wants to call in, fucking make sure you fucking know. Hit me up.
Yeah.
I want at least three people to call in every fucking week from here on out because that made the show so fun.
Double R, Gabe, Mikey Tang, Jeff,
Uncle Mike.
Like, everybody. It was awesome.
That was great.
No matter
Jeff.
What your fandom is, man. Like,
that
we're
was
here
sick.
To talk,
that was
sure.
sick. I love that. And that's what you call production. From the group right there that, you know, the group it's sometimes it's just a lot of just talking, you know,
yes,
it's
sir.
Just a lot of just a lot of chatting.
Yep.
Not a lot of action. You know, I like to interact with the fans. I like to interact with the people.
The community.
Face to face, though,
it's
way better face to face. It's way better when we're actually talking with voices
than when they're just putting
then you're, when you're just being a keyboard warrior. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
I like to bring it to your face. Pause. And yeah.
That was, you see, you went a little, that wasn't necessary in the last comment, but.
This is a sick Negro.
Yeah, wrap this shit up.
I'll see y'all boys
right,
later, man.
Appreciate y'all.
Next week.
Take care.